I don't know if you can tell by looking at me, but I was very alternative as in, we'll say, the year 2000. and you could tell I was very alternative because I dyed my hair pink right here. Atomic pink from Hot Topic. I don't know. Yeah. and so at that time, you know, I was you know, feeling all alternative and punk. You know, I didn't actually like punk music, but I liked to, like, look like I kind of did. And it was, my grandma was sick at that time, and she'd been in the hospital for a while. She was, 88. And I remember it was 2000 because, she, passed away after the election, but before the results, which was just as good because she wouldn't have liked it, but Bush, right? but before she died, it was about a week before she died, and I went with my mom to see her in the hospital, and I had just dyed this bright, bright pink stuff, and my mom was like, well, we'll see what your grandma says, you know. But my grandma was, like, the coolest lady ever. She was an artist. She was a photographer. She was a communist in the 50s and stuff. and she married a guy that was like 30 years younger than him, who was like a jazz trumpet player. So she was a cool lady. And I walked in and she's like, you know, it's such an interesting and beautiful color. And I was like, great, you know. and so she died. And at her funeral, my hair was still bright pink because it was about a week later. And all the people there were kind of like, it's such an interesting color. So that's basically just how I kind of remember the difference between my grandma and other people.